Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Adele.
That's good.
And what's on your mind, Adele?
To be honest, I mean, I'm very aware that this morning, you know, that Queen's University have been doing the research and work on fast-tracking identification of legal highs or psychoactive substances, I prefer to call them out. I think it's excellent that they're doing this work, you know, because it's obviously a good move forward in a positive way. You know, if they can help identify them quicker, and that will also help save lives. Sadly, it's too late for Adam, you know, which is tragic, you know, because burying a 17-year-old, your son at 17 is like, you know, words can't define it.
How difficult was that for you when you realised, and you're telling me now that your son Adam died at the, you know, having taken a legal high, how difficult was it for you when you realised how and why he had died?
I mean, it's appalling, you know, to think that something so cheap and so deadly is responsible for taking my son's life, you know. And I mean, words can't define what it feels like to bury your child at 17, you know. You know, it's life's nearly unbearable, to be quite honest, but because it'll never be the same, and you know, there's that loss that can never ever be replaced. You know, there's that big hole in your heart, that void. I mean, a family's totally destroyed, devastated, you know, and it's very, very hard to put life back in gear properly when you've had such a loss like that, you know. And it's so tragic as well, you know, because he was such a lovely wee boy, he had a bright future, grammar school education, he had so much to live for, so much to give. And, you know, that night that he took that psychoactive substance, I mean, it was a very small amount that actually was so toxic, 1.5 grams shared between three people, which isn't a vast amount. But that was enough to take my son's life that night, to stop his wee heart beating, and just that was it. He was gone, you know, and it's horrific. It's tragic.
Did he buy it locally, or, and I don't want to know where, by the way, but did he buy it locally or did he buy it on the internet?
Well, that particular night it was bought local, yep. But, I mean, internet sales are so easy to access. It absolutely disgusts me, because if you go online and start hooking and poking and stuff like that for, you know, legal highs, you will get hundreds of sites, if not thousands, coming up that are selling this poisonous stuff. You know, it absolutely disgusts me, so it does, it really, you know, because it's so easily accessible, you know, and they're very, very clever in how they distribute it. You know, they'll send it to your home if you order it in a nice wee plain envelope, you know, so parents can be totally unaware of what's actually going on. God help them, you know, these wee parcels might arrive, next day delivery. The whole setup is absolutely disgusting, and it actually really angers me that, you know, I mean, China is the biggest culprit responsible for manufacturing these and distributing them, and they don't care when they're putting these up on their sites to sell them. They don't care what age you are, they don't care who's getting them. It's just a money making machine, and it absolutely abhors me that they have no care for life, for thought for life, that human life, it doesn't matter to them.
Well, you know what you're talking about as a grieving mom, Adele, and you're obviously impressed by the ongoing research from Professor Stephen Bell that we were talking about earlier.
Yep. I wouldn't mind actually personally shaking his hand and thanking him, to be honest, because I think it's fantastic what they're doing, and it's a real breakthrough, because Adam's toxicology took 7 months to come back, which was an awful long time for parents and family members. You know, he obviously loved Adam greatly, and 7 months was an awful long time for it to come back with an answer, because obviously when something like this happens, you just want answers. And at that particular time, it came back very clearly defined that it was a synthetic cannabinoid. However, there was very little else known about it. They were able to identify some of the chemicals and compounds, but there was a lot of unknown chemicals and compounds that they couldn't name. And, you know, that distresses me greatly, because, you know, if that was the case in Adams, you know, the legal high he took was called Sky High. But, I mean, there's such a quick, fast turnover of these. I mean, there's so many of that, and they're constantly changing the names, tweaking them, and all the rest comes with it. But I just think it's absolutely fantastic, and I personally would actually like to shake Professor Bell's hand and say thank you so much, because hopefully they will help prevent another parent being on your radio saying, I've just buried my child. Now, obviously, in the real world, you can't save everybody, but even saving one or a few makes a difference. So I can only commend them for the work that they're doing.
Okay. Adele, thank you. Seriously, thank you very much for the call. all our thoughts very much with you. Your reference there to Professor Stephen Bell, all linked to the so-called legal highs that have been behind so many deaths across the UK in the last decade. A major step being taken in trying to identify these chemicals, and that step's been taken, has been taken by Professor Bell and his team at Queen's University.